Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now, whatever it is you're doing, however you're doing it, wherever you're doing it, thanks for everything you do to keep America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also follow us on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out the all-new website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us for hour number two, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now, you, Kyle, found out the seven states, I believe it's seven states, one, two, three, four, five, six, yeah, it is seven, where they can change their vote. Now, it's just seven states, right?
That's right, Captain. Yes, our friend Tom Del Vaccaro had posted earlier.
California.
That's right. Out here in California, he posted the seven states which allow voters to change their votes. And they are as follows. So if you're listening in one of these states and you want to change your vote, you can find out more, I'm sure. That's Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan, Pennsylvania, New York, Connecticut, and Mississippi.
Right. Now, that's the only ones we know of, right?
That's what we know of at this point, yes.
Okay, so other than that, you're stuck. If you made a vote, it doesn't matter. That's the way it is. Now, the other thing is we had an interesting occurrence, and Fox News is reporting something here. Multiple Fox News personnel are quarantining after they were exposed to a person who recently tested positive for the coronavirus while on a flight from the final presidential debate last week. Now, the Fox News media president, Jay Wallace, along with a group of unidentified network executives and several top news anchors, including Brett Baer, Martha McCallum, Dana Perino, and Juan Williams, were all advised to quarantine after taking a charter flight from Nashville, Tennessee to New York following a debate last Thursday. Now, I saw all of the above mentioned on television last night, but I'm assuming they were far away from, their normal surroundings.
Well, yes, exactly right, Captain. Brett Baer, as you mentioned, he was one of the individuals affected by this. He says that he's tested negative three times, but he's going to be doing the show, a special report program, from his home for this week, basically. Of course, others that you mentioned, Dana Perino, Juan Williams, I'm sure can still host and be there from home. Martha McCallum, I'm sure, can do that as well.
Uh-huh.
So you're still going to see them. And, of course, this is because, as Brett Baer had said, someone in their proximity had tested positive for this. And of course, if they've been exposed, doesn't mean they have it. It just simply means they have to take precautions, because Fox News has these protocols in place that if you've been exposed, you can't come back to work for until you've quarantined.
Yeah, and I want to say hello to Tom in Tampa. And, Tom, I'll answer your question here in a minute when I can really pay attention to what it is you sent me. Now, I got some letters to the show, and I'm going to read them. First of all, we have a note from Tom in Miami, Florida. Thanks, Tom, for chiming in. He says, Captain, it's really heartbreaking to see our country come down to this. Yes, we must pray very hard to keep Donald Trump. There is no one on the Hill that can be trusted to put our America, our way of life, and God first. Captain, you're doing God's work. Keep it up. We love you. Well, thank you very much, Tom, in Miami. Then we've got William in Atlanta, Georgia. And he's talking about the recent Savannah Guthrie town hall. He said, Savannah Guthrie became the Democratic mouthpiece in attacking President Trump on the NBC town hall assault. She was no journalist asking questions. She actually debated him herself as Biden's avatar and interrupted him constantly. She even refused to accept Trump's answers to her accusations when she rarely let him talk. Chris Wallace did the same thing on Fox. Their unrestrained hatred of Trump was on vicious display. Hillary Clinton and her campaign paid British former MI6 agent Steele $168,000 to produce the totally false Steele dossier, the cover-up by Google, Twitter, and Facebook of the newly released evidence of crimes by both Joe and Hunter Biden gives more credibility to the active coup still underway to remove Trump, to overthrow the Constitution, and install a new president. Keep up the great work you're doing, Captain Matt. We love you. Okay, and that is, again, from William in Atlanta. And then I've got one more, and I think I can get this in. This is from S.E.D. in Lexington, Kentucky. He says, our country, the greatest in world history, is clearly at an inflection point of the order of the magnitude of our founding in the Civil War. We fortunately had the perfect leader for our time, as Washington and Lincoln had for theirs. Our leader, who's been preparing for this challenge his entire life, I believe that our president's unmasking and taking down of this evil, sinister, dark force known as the deep state will be his and our greatest accomplishment. All of those forces arrayed against him and us are part of the Marxist Dems, the drive-by propaganda media, the political class, the globalists, the anarchists, the never-Trumpers, and the list goes on. America needs you, Captain Matt. Don't stop being you. I won't. There's the email. All right, Kyle, I'll get back to Kyle here in a minute. We'll be back right after this break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Thank you very much, Mr. Mike Gallagher. Now, there's gold waiting in that windshield of yours. If you give it an inspection today, if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 when you have that windshield replaced by Auto Glass America. I know because they did it for me. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs, give you a lifetime warranty for the car, the truck, or the van that you're driving. In Florida, you need to have Florida Comprehensive of insurance, and anywhere from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa to Sarasota to Port Charlotte and other surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home or office to process your insurance claim. Remember, premium quality windshields and $100 will be put in your hand when you mention me, the captain, and get that windshield replaced. The number to call, 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is. All right. Now, moving along, New York politicians are panning the terrible outcome of the early voting system in New York City because they've had a lot of problems so far around the precincts.
Yeah, that's what we're hearing. You know, this is, again, it's interesting to me, Captain, that the very fact that President Trump would mention that, you know there can be problems with some of these voting mechanisms, especially mailing in your vote, it all just becomes, well, literally politicized, but
yeah.
It seems to me to be more of a logistical, practical question, but yet it has its own political following.
But we did find out that New York is one of those states where you can change your vote. If you mail a ballot in and they haven't counted it yet, you can go and change your vote and vote in person, and bingo, you've done it.
Well, exactly right. That's exactly right. And I think more and more people, you know, are getting some buyer's remorse with Joe Biden. And that's okay. It's, you know, because again, we have an election date in this country, I think, for a reason. And yes, people can vote absentee and you want to have more convenience and so forth, but the way that the election plays out is that by November the 3rd, people should have enough information to make a really good informed decision. And unfortunately, a lot of this stuff is coming out very late in the game. Part of that's the mainstream media, but also, you know, we're seeing now a lot of things that, about Joe Biden that seem to be pretty unsavory. And so people want to know.
Now, the police union in New York has also slammed the NYPD and Mayor Bill de Blasio for their punishment of the pro-Trump officer who was put on suspension, and they promised legal action back. That won't be pretty, because I'm telling you, these guys don't understand, okay? And I'm glad they don't. New York City, listen to me. The Blue Lives Matter wave is coming to your precinct. These cops are not going to lay down and take this anymore. They're going to vote against you local politicians that think that you're the borough's kings and queens. They're going to vote you guys, and a lot of you are going to get voted out of office.
Well, that would seem to be a trend in that sense. You're absolutely right. And they've got good reason. I mean, I can't imagine, Captain, being out on the street every day, literally putting my life on the line and not having the local politicians have your back 110%.
Yeah,
and it's just unconscionable the way the politicians have treated the law enforcement.
Now, CNN accused conservatives of discrediting big tech. Okay, that's fair. We've certainly been doing that, Twitter and Facebook. But in the meantime, they've totally ignored the suppression by Twitter of the New York Post and the story that it put out.
Well, you know, Captain, the whole idea of being in journalism is supposed to be, you know, bringing information to people, people making up their own minds, this kind of stuff. But once you start going down that road of suppressing, or if you see suppression and not call it out, well, that's pretty bad, too.
All right, hold that thought. Let's see. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, good morning, Captain. This is Elliot, North Tampa.
Hi there.
Hi. I have 1 minute I'd like to share with you. You know, I really believe since the Democrats have merged into one self-sustaining far-left socialist parties, there are dozens of far-left groups that are working together to create social unrest.
Yep.
Now, Captain, I truly believe now, if Trump wins, there's an organizational plan from the top down to bum-rush the White House. I truly believe that. Search and destroy methods. Are federal troops by the hundreds ready to defend federal grounds? And the last thing I'd like to say here about Mike Wallace, I call Chris 145 because he keeps bitching and moaning about 145 times Trump interrupted him. As far as I'm concerned, he's a far leftist debate failure.
Yeah.
A committed demon devil of the third kind. Thank you very much.
All right, and he's got some valid points there, Kyle. Now, as far as rushing the White House and trying to take control of this, that, and the other, I would wish them a lot of luck. There's a lot of toys between the White House and the street.
Yeah, well, that's right. And you know, our hope is that we never see anything like that. I hope that nobody's sort of crazy enough to really try to do that. But here's the thing. You know what happened, Captain? You had all of these riots going on, and it became very bad for the Democrats in the polls.
And they were right outside the White House when they were doing what they were doing there. And it is what it is. Now, there's some really pathetic news coming out of Virginia. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam, who I think is a total disaster and a loser, has forced the VMI, Virginia Military Institute superintendent, to resign. Very highly decorated veteran, never should have been put in a position he was, but he's now ordered a probe into the structural racism at the historic military college. Do you know what that's all about?
Well, you know, I have heard that they're using the term structural racism and this kind of thing, and that seems to be sort of a celebrated sort of a terminology these days. Again, one of the things that this school is designed to do is to get people ready for
develop leaders. Now, let me step in here for a minute. They have what's called the plebe system there, just like what they do at West Point. And the plebe system is a very, very highly disciplined system where you are nothing. You are a zero. You are no better than the dirt on the ground for the first 8 or 9 months of your career at Virginia Military Institute. And we all get it. That's to get you to understand discipline and following orders and doing what you're told to do. Okay? That's the way it works in the military. And VMI was one of those schools that did that. And what they're trying to do is change the system. Oh, we're going to give you a broom. We're going to give you a mop. You're not going to have a shovel or an axe or a pick or a shovel to go out and do those dirty deeds that you used to. We're going to just let you sweep the floors. I can hear it now. It just drives me absolutely nuts because this is stupid. The military is supposed to be out there breaking things and killing people. That's what they do.
Well, right, and, you know, because what you're describing, Captain, is like basic training, that kind of thing, where you've got to, you have, as you said, you have to learn discipline, you have to learn it from the ground up, because the military is about executing a plan and following orders.
And it'll save your life.
I was just going to say, you're exactly right. The whole chain of command is designed to save your life. Absolutely.
Now, I want to report that we did get a report tonight from the Silverado fire in California. The two firefighters were hurt. They're currently in the hospital, and they're recuperating. But I also want to get into this story. U.S. Marshals rescued 45 children who were being held for sexual whatever, and they arrested 179 individuals.
Yes. Well, again, this is something very close to the hearts of all Americans. They can't stand when children are hurt. It's the worst thing. It is, and they just have a vehement reaction to this.
Yeah, and before we go to bottom of the hour break here, the Rasmussen poll came out yesterday. The president's approval rating has jumped up to 52%, higher than any other president since they've been doing the polling, and that includes Barack Obama at the present time.
Yeah, I'm glad that you mentioned that, Captain, because, you know, if Obama was running and you had this kind of approval rating, you'd be saying, well, he's failing the reelection, you know, but for some reason, you know, we're supposed to, again, not believe what
we see happening. Well, they are trying to suppress the vote because all these early votes that are out there, I'm hearing people saying, well, not so fast. It's not just the Democrats that are out there voting early, and it's not. And, oh, by the way, only about 30% of the country has voted so far. The eligible voters, only about 30% of the country has done the early voting and the vote by mail so far. There's a big percentage that's coming on Election Day. There's going to be a big, big vote on Election Day all around the country. Watch and see.
That's exactly right. And don't look at these polls, but go out and vote. Don't be suppressed by
these
polls.
All right, hold on. Folks, you're coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And, oh, by the way, the stimulus talks are still going on, but will anything happen?
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Amy Coney Barrett has been sworn in as the 115th Supreme Court Justice. At a Monday night ceremony on the White House lawn, Barrett took the oath of office administered by Justice Clarence Thomas. President Trump applauded Barrett, saying it's highly fitting that Justice Barrett fills the seat of the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and that the world has seen how knowledgeable of a justice she will be.
Over the past few weeks, the entire world has seen Justice Barrett's deep knowledge, tremendous poise, and towering intellect. She answered questions for hours on end. Throughout her entire confirmation, her impeccable credentials were unquestioned, unchallenged, and obvious to all.
Earlier in the evening, the Senate voted 52-48 to confirm Barrett in a mostly party-line vote. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are, and this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. And remember, Relief Factor is an all-natural product that will help you eliminate pain and remove and reduce inflammation. It's 100% drug-free. It alleviates pain straight at the source. It supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort. I've been taking it for going on about 5 years because of the problems that I have from the injuries that I've had in the past. And it also supports healthy joints and muscles. Now, it costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start to get it all going and see if it'll work for you. Tens of thousands of people have taken the product and it's worked, and we thank them very much for doing that. I heard from another guy yesterday, by the way, in my travels, who was taking Relief Factor, and he says, I want to thank you for telling me about that. It stopped my pain. Well, that's the whole point. Now, the website to go to is relieffactor.com/captain. That is relieffactor.com/captain. Go to that website, check it out, and I'm sure after 3 weeks, you're going to find out what everybody else has found out, and that is it works. ReliefFactor.com/captain. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us. Hello.
Hey, Captain.
All right, I'm going to go to the phone line. We have a gentleman on the telephone line. Good morning, sir. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Father, and we're in Colorado, and this governor is going to make it worse and worse in every state to wear these masks continuously. We heard in Texas they're actually checking telephones. They can trace where you've been, and if you've been exposed with, they say, to someone who tested positive, you're going to be rounded up. They're going to make this mask a permanent thing, and it's abusing the little underage people you were referring to of criminals.
Do you mean the children?
Yeah, it's going to do that, and it's going to cut off their oxygen supply, and make them breathe carbon dioxide, and there's medical study thing. That's no good. You know, we want to make it a crime to wear one by force. If you're forced to, the people who are forcing you to be charged with crime.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem, and I want to interject something here. If Joe Biden gets elected, he's already talked about a mandatory mask mandate.
Well, he's not going to. This state will vote for him. This will be one of the only ones. I'm sure this state will go, but the rest of them won't. And we want martial law, whatever it takes to stop this. We mean by force, military force, to stop this. Any local authorities who want to get in the way get hurt. We're that wound up about this. I don't wear one. There's other people. But they're going to crack down no matter who's in the White House. The regional governors are going to organize. We heard about this. The 10 regional governors who don't listen to the White House at all.
Well, that sounds like a bunch of blue states, Democrats, right?
I agree. It's those kind of states. But they even said Texas governor, he's not supposedly a blue state. He's making it contrast.
I have not heard Texas requiring, they're talking about a mandatory thing from the governor down there.
Well, it's starting. They're rounding people up who've been in contact with those who test positive in these phony tests.
Okay.
And they're going to do that. We need actual martial law in that kind of situation by military.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I've got to let you go because I've got some other things going on here. But thank you very much for your call.
We're not kidding.
All right. Thank you very much for your call. We appreciate that very much. Well, Kyle, there's something just all wound up about masks. But, you know, the best way to do it is to make sure you don't vote for somebody that wants to put a mask mandate in there.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
We've got, on November the 3rd, if you don't like masks and there's a candidate running that says we have to wear masks and all that, don't vote for him. Vote for the other guy or girl.
Exactly. Yeah, the mask thing, even in and of itself, has been, you know, perverted into a political weapon.
Exactly.
And so, and again, and we're all trying to follow the science, but last time I checked, Captain, I think people have to wear masks.
Let me just throw a little something out here because I just happen to have a little article right here in front of me that I'm going to dig out because I told you about it. The masks are not the end-all, see-all, because a former FDA commissioner, Scott Gottlieb, said yesterday, a cloth mask may only be 10 to 30% protective.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you really want to be protected, in the fire service, we wore respirators. We wore SCBA masks. In the military, you wear a gas mask. That's what protects you if you're going to wear a mask. But I can't, and because of the cost, I can't possibly see people walking around with respirators or walking around with whatever. They're going to, the cloth mask is the way it is. And by the way, our governor down here in Florida left it up to the municipalities and the cities as to what they wanted to do. I was in Manatee County, no masks. I was in Sarasota County, no masks in the county. In the city, yes. Sarasota, in the city, Bradenton, yes. But other than that, it was up to the business. If you didn't want to wear one, you didn't have to.
Well, exactly right. And as we were just hearing, the national mask mandate would be, that's what Joe Biden has proposed.
What he wants.
Exactly. But there is no national mask standard. And you would think, Captain, I mean, the Democrats are ready to spend literally trillions of dollars to bail out their friends in these different blue cities and states. But, I mean, because you just mentioned respirators, why not spend some of those trillions of dollars to give everybody an actual respirator that you could go? I mean, I'm just saying here, just for sake of argument, that people could go around and then could we lead normal lives? I mean, what will it take for the Democrats to be able to finally say that?
Now, Larry Kudlow said the stimulus talks have slowed down, but they aren't ending. They're still talking. However, nothing, in my humble opinion, will be done until after after the election because Nancy Pelosi does not want to give Donald Trump 1 ounce of positivity that he can run with and say, look what we did. We got the stimulus done. She doesn't want to do it. And she's hurting everybody in America that needs this stimulus desperately. And again, you people that are listening to this program, Nancy Pelosi is the problem. It's not the Republicans. It's Nancy Pelosi who's put the kibosh in this.
Well, right. And I think a good way to describe this, as we have described it in the past, and that is she is withholding aid to the American people.
Yep.
And for political purposes. That's for, by all accounts, that's what exactly what it looks like.
Now, 15 attorney generals have asked the Supreme Court to approve the North Carolina mail-in vote extension. They want their mail-in vote extension 7 days, taking it out to November the 10th. These are blue states that are doing the requesting. I do not think they're going to let them do that. I'm not sure, but I don't think so.
Well, again, it's when does the election, and nowadays it's murky, when does the election begin?
Yeah.
And then now where does it end?
Yeah.
I mean, in other words, you have to have a definitive time.
Yeah. Now, are you ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden says he made a mistake and misspoke when he talked about free college. Well, gee, there goes the youth vote.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time that Joe has, you know, made this kind of disastrous sort of thing. But
and you know who went ballistic after that was said?
Bernie Sanders
and Pocahontas,
exactly.
Both of them went absolutely nuts.
Well, sure, because that is a selling point for them. But again, it's not a practical thing for the nation. But it's a way for them to just garner support, but, you know, it's something they know they can never give.
And more than 16.8 million viewers tuned in Sunday night to the CBS evening, the CBS reports, to watch the Trump and Biden interviews. That was the largest audience they'd had in a long time.
That's true. Number one, President Trump always brings in the ratings. There's no doubt about that. But at the same time, I think a lot of people were tuning in, and they see a couple of different things going on, Captain. They see that President Trump is speaking about these different things very well.
Yeah, and I misspoke. It's CBS 60 Minutes.
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. 60 Minutes. And they also see how Trump is treated by the interviewer.
Yeah.
But just like the other night with Savannah Guthrie, she wasn't landing these punches. She was showing America, hey, wait a minute, you know, vote for Trump.
And the CPAC people, which are the conservatives that put on a big thing in Washington every year, has threatened a lawsuit over the Borat KKK scene.
Yeah, I heard a little bit about this, and I haven't seen the movie.
Me neither.
Yeah, but It goes pretty much to the edge and then goes over it.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with the second Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And, yeah, we got a couple of changes. Big old hurricane's getting a little bit closer to us as it's moving towards the Gulf. Not us, but I mean the Gulf. And I'll be right back with more, so don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why Shakur? Why Shakur?
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and that's Donna Fiducia, and she's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, listening to us. Well, actually, it's about an hour too soon for her, but that's where she's at, and that's just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia, and a big hoo-ah out there to everybody down there in Fort Benning, Georgia tonight. And this portion of the program brought to you by the Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop closest to you. When you see the big old billboard sign out there in the highways and byways, pull on in there, tell them you were listening to the captain talk about the Pilot and the Flying J. You'll get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee and a third watch, and oh, by the way, consider joining the Drivers Club, because the fuel you buy, the food you buy, the supplies you buy in the store, all of that you get points for, and you get to accumulate the points and use them for something down the line, or you can use it for the Drivers Club, some of the gifts they got there. So there you go. Now, we are going to get it going right now. It's a James Gang. That's called Funk 49. Sleep all day, drive all night, right? Isn't that what you guys and gals are doing out there on the highway right about now? Okie dokie. Let's get into Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And, Kyle, I got to tell everybody what's going on here before you get going, but I'm telling you, we got us some weather, some big-time weather out there. So here we go. Now, the weather statement is as follows. Heavy snow will continue over the southern Rockies and High Plains Tuesday, along with record cold temperatures. We're talking about below zero temperatures. Now, meanwhile, significant icing is expected from the southern Texas panhandle across central Oklahoma all the way down, believe it or not, to El Paso, Texas. Now, Hurricane Zeta is forecast to bring hurricane conditions and life-threatening storm surge along portions of the northern Gulf Coast from New Orleans over on over to Pensacola and about 40 or 50 miles east as well into the Florida Panhandle. This could happen Wednesday over Thursday, and a critical fire watch is continuing out west. So, Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. That's exactly right. Critical fire watches and warnings going on all throughout the state of California because of these very, very high winds. Up in Northern California, PG&E has already cut the power and may be in the process of beginning to restore it. May be out through Tuesday to some 350,000 customers. Right now, in Orange County, California, we have two fires burning, where they think that maybe some Southern California Edison equipment may have sparked one of the fires. That's the Silverado fire. Then also we have the Blue Ridge fire, which has already, I think, burned some structures. The fire is laid down for the night, it would seem, because the winds have died down a little bit. Firefighters have been out there valiantly going after this. It's been mostly a ground war throughout the entire day because the winds were so high they couldn't bring in the helicopters. I think late in the day they brought in a tanker. But we do have, as you mentioned earlier, Captain, two firefighters in the hospital tonight that were injured. They're the hot shots, as they call them. They're the ones that go out there and fight the fire right on top of the fire itself. They were seriously injured, and according to the reports, they were intubated at last report at the hospital there in Santa Ana, California. And again, so we're watching all this very, very closely.
I got a question for you about these fires. It's from James in Clearwater. Here's the question.
Sure.
Most people who live way out in the country get their water from wells. What are they going to do for water if their power is cut off for days or weeks at a time to cut down on the outside chance of power transmission lines near them may spark a forest fire? Well, first of all, the power's not being turned off for that long.
No, it should be back on, as we said, at least in Northern California. The report I have is it should be probably at least through Tuesday. Exactly. So they should be turning it back on, hopefully sooner than later. Of course, these are all precautionary power outages, basically.
Okay. Now, let me get going here with what I got to say here. The whole state of New Mexico tonight is under a winter storm warning. All the way down to El Paso, you've got winter weather advisories. You've got sleet, freezing rain. The higher elevations around El Paso could be some icing conditions in El Paso. Temperature is right to do so. Going over to Fort Stockton, you've got icing on and off. Once you get east of there and get moving on across I-10, you'll be out of it. However, I-20, I-40, lots of snow through the panhandle all the way across over about halfway across Oklahoma, and then you run into the ice, which is going right now through Tulsa, through Oklahoma City, on down 35 and on down towards Wichita Falls, Texas. Very dangerous, very treacherous travel tonight. Please be careful. Winter weather advisory going up into the southeastern and central part of Kansas and the central and western part of Missouri. Now, all this is moving to the east. Now, you've also got, going up the east coast, heavy fog now, which has extended itself from 95 North Carolina over to Raleigh, over west to the Greensboro area, up into Virginia, all the way to D.C., and beyond into Maryland, and probably Delaware is about where you run out of it. And again, Zeta is coming ashore sometime tomorrow over Thursday. It's getting very, very close to what I'm looking at here is from New Orleans, which is where they think it's going to pretty much be centered, according to the warnings and watches that are out there, over into Mississippi, over into Mobile and Pensacola, and it looks like it's going to go 40 or 50 miles into the Florida Panhandle. So that's what we got.
Exactly right, Captain. And again, these areas can't take more and more rain. This storm is a big-time rainmaker.
And Kyle, tell us how to do your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate him very much and appreciate the great job that he does. Meantime, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. Good morning. Good morning. We have a new female Supreme Court justice.
Indeed we do. She will be sworn in today by Justice Roberts.
Wait a minute. Wasn't she sworn in last night?
Yes. She goes through two of them.
Oh, okay. All right.
And I think that she has some immediate duties because there are a pile of cases, what are known as emergency applications, dealing with election disputes. Remember, we have so many of these states that are trying to decide what to do with these ballots. Can, you know, we take them with no postmark and no signatures, or signatures don't match, and all those other kinds of things. So I don't know how many of those that there are, but they have a collection of
latest
them,
ones, so. North Carolina, they want to extend the mail vote 7 days into the 10th. Mm-hmm.
So the question is, I don't know how many there are, but there's several emergency applications. So that's immediately on the to-do list. Directly after that, there is another pile of disputes, and one is Jones versus Mississippi, which is set for argument on November the 3rd. And that one is, does the Eighth Amendment require a sentencing court to make a finding that a juvenile is permanently incorrigible before imposing a sentence of life without parole? So there's going to be some interesting ones immediately.
All righty. We'll be right back with more right after the top of the hour news. And Denise Simon will be back for hour number three with us. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast all across the country as well as on the Internet around the world and on the satellite, too. And we shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.